You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of The Four Stages of Psychological Safety, a book by Timothy R. Clark. Research reveals that money cannot compensate for a lack of psychological safety in the workplace. That is, a sense of belonging and freedom to speak up, learn, and contribute. Your organization gains a competitive advantage when your employees feel comfortable enough to create and innovate. Leadership consultant Timothy Clark outlines four stages through which your company must progress on its way to becoming an inclusive, visionary workplace that will inspire your employees to do their best work. Takeaway 1. Psychological safety enhances team performance and your organization's ability to remain competitive. It can be achieved in four stages. To stay relevant in today's economy, companies need to maintain their competitive advantage. Organizational leaders must promote a forward-thinking culture, one that inspires collaboration and innovation. They must learn how to remove the psychological barriers that inhibit their team's performance. Companies must create an environment where workers feel safe to take initiative and create solutions. Effective leaders understand they must encourage connection and collaboration to spur innovation. Team members must feel respected and have permission to think and grow. Innovation relies on intellectual friction, which occurs when team members can question the status quo, scrutinize existing systems, and develop new, more efficient processes. At the same time, social friction that inhibits collaborative efforts or breeds fear or retribution must be minimized. Humans require food and shelter to live healthy lives. Beyond these basic needs, however, people have a drive to fulfill their psychological needs. Leaders in the post-industrial economy must understand how these needs play into creating a collaborative and innovative workforce. Modern leaders must disregard the traditional authoritative hierarchy where those at the top dictate and workers follow. Instead, they must recognize and pursue the four stages of psychological safety, understanding that satisfying these needs will improve team performance and nurture a creative, engaging workplace. Psychological safety gives people the freedom to learn, to contribute, and to challenge the status quo, the three necessary building blocks of an innovative workforce. Along with each of these foundational elements comes respect, the basic regard people show others, and permission, the degree to which people can participate. First, however, people must feel connected with others. Thus, psychological safety begins with inclusion. Takeaway 2. Stage 1. Prioritize inclusion, which creates a sense of belonging. Humans crave connections in both their work and personal lives. While children naturally include others, regardless of their differences, as people get older, they grow more judgmental and exclusionary. Inclusion, in its most basic form, involves respect for each individual's humanity, regardless of personality, ability, ethnicity, or gender. Differences between people and groups exist, but communities both in and out of the workplace should use these differences to deconstruct barriers. When people do not get the acceptance they need, they lash out for attention. As active shooters and suicide victims illustrate, feeling excluded can even become a life or death proposition. Inclusion safety can fluctuate, and team dynamics and competition influence how it evolves in a community or workplace. Sports teams exemplify the tendency of a group to naturally segment itself into smaller clusters. Those players that must work together, the front line of a football team, for example, unite, while those competing for the same positions keep their distances. Theories of superiority disguised as personal or political ideologies also influence people's attitudes toward inclusion. Throughout history, writings from Aristotle, Hitler, and John Adams reveal how some groups and so-called leaders justify elitism. The U.S. Constitution, likewise, boldly asserted that all men are created equal, while declaring slaves as three-fifths human and denying women the right to vote. As evolved as humans have become, people today continue to cling to feelings of superiority, manifested in stereotypes, prejudice, and resentment. You can help remove bias from the community or workplace by improving members' self-esteem. Studies show that people who value themselves and their abilities show less bias and more social cooperation. People can learn to welcome diversity as the new norm when they realize their own self-worth is not under threat. Leaders can also encourage inclusion by diversifying teams and offering peer mentoring opportunities. Takeaway 3, Stage 2, create an environment that encourages curiosity and learning. In an unsafe learning environment, fear trumps the desire to learn, not fear of failure, but fear of the response to failure. In a school setting, students turn away from their instinct to learn largely because of neglect from either parents or teachers. In fact, most students who drop out of school do so because a lack of support and investment in their success saps them of confidence in their ability to succeed. In the work environment, too, top talent leave, and those who stay go silent when failure is met with scorn and the process of asking questions invites ridicule. In a safe learning environment, the leader, whether a parent, a teacher, or a team manager, encourages inquiry, and team members don't fear being disrespected for the desire to learn. Learning requires the student or employee to remain focused and resist the distractions and impulses that divert their attention. Much of this ability to engage intellectually rests on a person's emotional status. Creating an environment where employees participate without fear helps them connect their intellect with their emotions, encourages curiosity, and builds confidence. Today's economy relies on the knowledge worker, those who possess concepts and create value within the organization. The legacy of the industrial age lingers in many organizations, however, where only a segment of workers, usually the top echelon, offers ideas. Other workers contribute by making those ideas realities. Meeting the challenges of the modern competitive market requires that all employees within an organization engage in learning. Leaders must view failure as a learning tool, not an opportunity for derision and ridicule. Those who deliver on creating a safe, learning-rich environment are rewarded with teams motivated to thrive and able to realize their full potential. Takeaway 4, Stage 3, offer autonomy based on performance. This learning stage involves preparation and skill development, just as athletes practice for the opportunity to play. At the contributor safety stage, it's time for employees to get off the bench and into the game. Leaders must offer workers the chance to contribute to their teams in self-directed ways. At the same time, the workers must accept the responsibility to perform. Picture, for example, a teenager who, having spent the time practicing with his or her learner's permit, now earns the right and the responsibility to drive solo. Individuals shoulder more responsibility at this stage, yet leaders must continue to invest in these people and the team culture to cultivate their drive to succeed. Some leaders are unwilling to grant their employees autonomy due to insecurity, prejudice, or an unwillingness to see others succeed. Yet in withholding this investment in others, such leaders dampen their team's performance and stifle their own success. Performance encompasses both execution and innovation. Execution delivers value by standardizing production and creating efficiencies. Innovation delivers value for the future by doing the opposite, unleashing creativity and embracing deviation. Organizations need both types of performance to achieve a competitive advantage. Leaders can measure their ability to provide autonomy by tracking their tell-to-ask ratio, that is, how often they tell people what to do versus asking them for input. Leaders who ask for help generate a wealth of benefits. They foster collaboration by inviting all team members to participate. They uncover and promote their team's talents, and they mitigate the anxiety some employees might feel when deciding whether to offer ideas. When managers ask their people for help, employees feel safe to think beyond their job titles and offer new perspectives on their team's challenges. Takeaway 5, Stage 4, protect employees who challenge the status quo. Organizations rely on innovation and forward-thinking contributions to succeed. To get there, leaders must create a culture where employees feel safe to challenge the status quo. At this stage, teams not only contribute, but they also have the confidence and permission to challenge current processes and ideologies. Respect and permission combine to create a culture where exploration and experimentation thrive. Since individuals risk the most at this level, leaders must provide protection. Innovation happens under the pressure of competition, but it need not happen with fear of retribution. When innovating new products or services, people attempt to discern the future using divergent thinking patterns. They will often use existing knowledge as a springboard to new ideas. Netflix, for example, connected two existing ideas, the Postal Service and DVDs, to disrupt the video rental market. James Dyson used the image of a natural cyclone swirling dust to create his bagless vacuum. In giving employees challenger safety, the exchange of candor for cover, leaders take steps toward future innovations and make their organizations more resilient to change. Leaders create this culture of innovation through a few key actions. First, understand that the leader sets the tone. Second, exchange transparency, where all sides share knowledge freely without jealousy. Third, acknowledge publicly that some efforts won't succeed. And finally, offer explanations when disagreeing with a team member's direction. Takeaway 6, respect and permission must coexist in the workplace. Respect, the appreciation of people's humanity and value to the organization, and permission, allowing individuals to participate, must coexist in the workplace. Respect without permission creates paternalistic structure. Permission without respect produces an exploitative one. In the paternalistic framework, leaders respect others but fail to give them the autonomy to work independently. While necessary in some instances, safety rules, for example, paternalism creates dependency and disallows the contributions and challenges necessary for creativity and innovation. In the exploitation framework, leaders use employees and their output but show no appreciation for their talents and contributions. Employees in this environment often work overtime with no regard for their needs outside of work. Exploitive leader behavior can also surface in less obvious instances of incivility and verbal abuse, which demoralize the workforce and dampen productivity. Psychological safety creates a foundation of respect and permission where people value and appreciate others and allows them to belong, connect, and participate. Today's leaders must have the emotional intelligence to recognize and value others in the workplace without jealousy or ego. At the same time, they must lead with the knowledge that, by giving workers the safety to learn, contribute, and challenge, they create an environment ripe for innovation.